You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
There are a few different ways to be wonky, some of which are positive and some of which not so much.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hello, Rebecca. It's time to be wonky.
You know, I have to admit, the first time I heard wonk, I had no idea what it meant. It showed up in a national underwriter that NPR had for American University, and they talked about policy wonks. And I was like, well, that's not very nice. Because for me, wonky is a synonym for screwy.
Oh, I love that. Okay. And let me come back to that. But yes, you are right that it was reported in 2010 that American University had launched a campaign, a marketing campaign, to brand itself as the home of the American wonk. And they even established an award for the wonk of the year. Now, Rebecca, you said for you, wonky means, you said screwy.
Yes.
And this is the earliest meaning of wonky. And it's originally British English. And when wonky was used to refer to a person, it meant shaky or groggy or unstable. And when wonky was used to refer to a thing, it meant faulty or unsound or unreliable. Sounds like that is your wonky.
Yes, the OG wonky.
And the Oxford English Dictionary has it as early as 1919, when we have a writer referring to himself as weak and wonky. And from there, we get accounts that went a little wonky, and headlights can be wonky, an ankle after an injury might be wonky, a chair with one short leg might be wonky. These all sound very familiar to me.
Yeah, definitely.
And this meaning of wonky crosses over to American English by at least the early 1960s. And Rebecca, sorry to disappoint, but we do not know where this wonky comes from.
Of course not.
So then you have what was an originally American English meaning of wonky. This is from around the 1970s, and this wonky means bookish or studious or nerdy. And it looks like this one comes from the noun wonk, which was a slangy term, may have started at Harvard, because some of the earliest data we have include a Sports Illustrated article in 1962, where they describe Harvard slang as making a tripartite classification of students into wonks, preppies, and jocks.
Just like my high school.
So with that wonky, here's a great example from Calvin Trillin, 1978, Alice Let's Eat. That's the book. And the quote is, "The fantasy I have is that all our family's financial transactions are handled by a first cousin I have invented, a mildly wonky but lovable financial wizard named Harvey."
I don't think I want Harvey taking care of my finances based on my definition of wonky.
That's right. But if the definition is bookish or studious, that Harvey we want in charge of our financial transactions.
Yes.
So by 1970, the Oxford English Dictionary has citations for wonkish to refer to someone who is excessively concerned with minute points of policy, especially governmental policy, or generally bookish or extremely detailed. So in 1970, we have this example from Stephen Kalman's book, Push Comes to Shove, which, it should be noted, is a memoir of political life at Harvard. And the quote is, "Harry is afraid that with you and Dave, the room is going to become too political and wonkish." So there's that policy wonkish. And the noun policy wonk shows up by the 1980s. But wonkish doesn't have to be policy. For example, in John Krakauer's Into Thin Air, 1997, he describes a cerebral, somewhat wonkish Canadian cardiologist. Now, Rebecca, for you, is wonk positive or negative?
Well, I didn't know what a wonk was until like maybe 6-8 years ago. I don't know. I haven't been able to integrate that version of it into my vocabulary, but I'm guessing it's somewhere in the realm of nerd, like not totally negative because nerd is kind of positive now.
I think that's a great analogy that it could be negative, but for many of us, it's neutral, maybe even positive. And in 2012, the linguist Lynn Murphy, who writes the blog Separated by a Common Language, chose wonk as the U.S. to U.K. word of the year as it crosses the pond.
Well, this one goes out to all the word wonks out there. Thanks so much, Anne.
Here's to linguistic wonkishness.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.